Now, what I want to talk about this evening are these two types with some examples. I will speak first of the, let's say, heathen systems, and then of those of the divine social orders. The first principle in the developed examples of the heathen mythology is this, that the ultimate mystery of being, the ultimate truth and substance, is transcendent. It transcends all human knowledge. It transcends all names. It transcends all qualities, categories, predicates. You cannot say anything about it finally. The second principle is that that truth, that ultimate being, is you. You are it. It is your own being. It is your own inner nature. You are identical with that. Your mentality is distracted by the phenomena of the world, and you apply your thoughts to that. But turn inward, and you will find within that divine principle, which is the mystery of being itself. This makes possible a mysticism of what I shall call identification. In contrast to that, the other point of view declares that the divine power that created the world is not the world, is not in it as its essence. Creator and creature are in nature apart. If you turn inward into your soul, all you find is nature, not divinity. Your role is not to identify with divinity, but to relate to it. Now, these two words are great keys. The mysticism and the religious order and social order of identification with the divine, and the mysticism and social order of establishing a relationship to the divine. One may take as physical examples the Oriental image of the yogi or Buddha seated in meditation, turning inward. And in contrast to that, the saint praying with his hands in a posture of address to a power elsewhere. Now, in the societies of the pagan sort, there are two paths to identification. One is the path of the social order itself, and the other is the path of inward meditation. Now, I'm going to speak of a couple of well-known examples, but well-known though they be, they will be a little bit surprising in relationship to each other, I think. Let me speak first of the very simple, primitive planting peoples of the tropical forest. There are many, many tribes where one hears these myths of the mythological age. The mythological age was an age of no death, of no birth, but of a continuing being, as the state of Adam would have been had he not fallen by the tree. However, at a certain point, a taboo of some sort was broken. Normally, there is a murder committed. Someone is killed. This killed person is cut up. The parts of the body are buried. And these buried parts grow up as food plants. At the same time, death comes into the world, and also procreation. Procreation and death balance each other. One without the other would be a calamity. Death without procreation, all would end. Procreation without death, and the world would be flooded with human beings. These two balance each other. But the interesting thing is that this deity that was killed, this being that was killed, has grown up as food plants. so that we are always eating God. We live on divine power and substance. And in order that we may live, we have to kill. Even vegetarians kill vegetables. So that this fierce lesson, this Dionysian lesson of life living on death, is taught by this mythology, and it is illustrated in rituals that are rather horrendous. They involve human sacrifice and ritual cannibalism, which is simply, you might say, a sacrament illustrating this mystery. All living, all eating, is a ritual act, an act of murdering and consuming the god. This is a basic image in these mythologies.